another one. I don't know what happens. Another one.
There you go.
Excellent. Are we ready? Everybody ready? Okay, it's 7 o'clock, and I'm going to call the City Council meetings, the North Bottomville City Council meeting to order for February 22nd, 2022. It's 7 o'clock. I'm going to ask you to call the roll, please.
Councilor Acton.
Here.
Councilor Ernst.
Here.
Councilor Norris.
Here.
Councilor Lee.
Here.
Councilor Fitch.
Here. I'm going to ask everybody to turn me on the chat. The President of the United States of the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. Forward. The agenda of changes or additions. None? Okay. No agenda change or additions. Already done. Public hearings, we have none, so we'll move down to the consent agenda, which will be the approval of the February 8th meeting minutes, approval of the February 2nd half vouchers to the sum of $26,245.76.
I make a motion to approve February 8th meeting minutes and the approval of February 2nd half vouchers, sum of $26,245.76.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Do you want to call it?
Councilor Good.
Here. Yes.
Councilor Lee.
Yeah.
Councilor Norris. Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for that. Okay, now we have no guest presentation, so we'll go to the first round of public comment.
I don't see anybody online with public comment.
All right. Moving forward. Three, you want to speak? Go ahead.
Okay, how about over here?
And tell them who you are.
Okay, hi, I'm Maria Woodall. I'm a North Bonneville resident and active community volunteer. I'm also the regional commissioner for the soccer league and a soccer coach. My husband volunteers as a coach with Little League, youth basketball, and also helped organize three of the tournament here in town over the summer, which was quite successful. The reason why I bring this up is the basketball court is really important to myself and my family and the community. And I've really seen a lot of growth and success with sports programs in our town under Mayor Zubo's leadership. So I just want to continue encouraging that. I listened to the last meeting and had some concerns about the Adventure Park in terms of reconfiguring the basketball court. I don't think it's necessary. I really don't. I think it's in a great location. It's well used. It's well loved. Maybe a little too well loved. It could use resurfacing. And I just really want you guys to consider like how that would change the dynamics of the park and also to be fiscally responsible with whatever the grant funds are potentially coming your way. I know somebody mentioned that grant money is free money. I don't believe that. I think grants are not free. Yes, it comes to you maybe that way, but it comes from somewhere and just rain from the sky. That'd be nice though. So anyway, that's kind of what I wanted to say. I know there's a lot of heart and soul in the Adventure Park concept, but if it's going to be at a huge cost to the city, that doesn't justify the cost, you know. I think we all want to grow and develop our community and our park and make it a better, nicer place. and improve it. So if you also want to say, if you are going to go forward with pouring a new slab, maybe consider putting one adjacent to the one that's already there, so you could actually have two courts going, rather than demoing the one that currently exists. So that might save you some money in the demolition costs to leave it and add to it. So that's my 2 cents. And I just want to share that with you guys. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yes, Greg Hartnell of the Trails Foundation.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
You can? Good. Good evening. This is Greg Hartnell, Bonneville Trails Foundation, and I'm going to read a message from Jacob Meyer, Executive Director of the Bonneville Trails Foundation. With your vote of confidence 2 weeks ago, we had intended to come before you tonight with a grant proposal that, combined with the city's tourist fund, have potential to develop the Adventure Park in its entirety. However, due to a further deterioration of cooperation by city administration, I am left here in public comment to inform you this grant will not be happening. Furthermore, it is with a heavy heart to announce the Bonneville Trails Foundation has voted unanimously to indefinitely suspend all efforts related to the city to include the Adventure Park project. Since last speaking to you 2 weeks ago and receiving your vote of confidence to continue forward on Adventure Park efforts, the city's administration made the decision to deny us access to being on tonight's agenda to present this grant. Aside from the harsh signal of non-support this sends, the perplexing nature of this decision falls largely on the fact that it is contradictory to the mayor's recent repeated directives that we work with the council in going forward on this project. If we are denied access to council by the very entity that's imploring us to work with council, we are left lost on how to move forward. Further, confounding us was the reasoning given by city administration for this decision. Firstly, it was stated tonight's agenda was simply too busy to add us in. Then it was stated the administration would be overloaded with work if this grant were to be pursued. We take much exception with this reasoning, as this was a time-critical grant with first deadline coming up March 1st. Additionally, it is one in which the Bonneville Trails Foundation would have been largely doing the legwork in full transparency with lessons learned from the current grant, free of charge to the city. Lastly, it must be stated again, this grant had the potential to largely fund the Adventure Park in its entirety. Unfortunately, it is our feeling that denying us access to you, the council, over a matter such as this has blocked the final path forward on this project in what unfortunately has become a very turbulent road with city administration over the past several months. Thus, the decision made to suspend our efforts in their entirety. We are here making this announcement not in spite or strife, but one that is sadly necessary. This decision was reached through much difficulty, as our love for this special place has transferred into almost 2 decades of volunteer work. And we are open to continuing these efforts as soon as city administration chooses to re-engage us in a sincere, meaningful way so that productive energy may resume. Whether that re-engagement occurs in 2 days, 2 months, or never, it will be the city's choice to consider. Please know that no matter what, our hearts will always be with this community. Thank you for your time. Jacob Meyer, Executive Director, Bonneville Trails Foundation. Thank you, Council.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. You invited me here.
Are there any more public comments? No.
When the last time the council was to help us clean up the parking over on Island Way. We've got the notes from people, firemen are being locked, access to the public walkway, public path, look at the walkways being locked, cars parked all that way around in there. So if we could get your help, we'd be great.
Thank you, Mary.
Are you talking about, Mary, just making clear some parking on the street?
Correct.
Recycle the street. You can park on the street until midnight, but that's so compact over there. And there is parking at the end over there across where you live.
There's plenty of parking.
And at the beginning, well, too. Yeah. Another little spot right there.
I've got several products where they're parked on the street, but then the spots are empty. I'm taking photos, bunches of photos, parked all over the street, but.
It's a tough situation over there. I feel bad for everybody because it's so small. That was poorly designed when those streets come in. I mean, it's tough to have visitors come over, but we can do something, I'm sure, to help figure something out that works for everybody.
Yeah.
You want to be the county?
I like
that one, Wells.
I like to check people off.
You have a contract with them. Okay, Gary, that's what we're looking for.
Greg, is your hand still up or up again? It's on mute. Nope, I guess not.
Is there any other public comment? Nope,
not okay. Looking at it.
Thank you, everybody, for the public comment. Move on to council member comment.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I mean, this is the biggest it's been since COVID. Hey, Bonneville. new faces that have come and go. And I mean, and the ones that are always here, you know, the people that really care about Bonneville, and I appreciate your comments and have faith in the council to deal with the issues at hand. Just to go back to Maria. What? Anywho, yeah, it's not free money. I agree with you 100% on the fact that the city haven't, you know, matched those grants along with earmarking money. And that money didn't come out of money that was earmarked because it can't be spent unless it's promoted. But yes, the basketball court's not getting, it is getting redone. So it will be redone, resurfaced, ADA, basketball. Those are gonna be pushed out a little bit more off the baseline so that way people don't get hurt. But Well, we're going to bring it up for regulations as well. So just letting you know, I appreciate your comments. And yeah, I really do. Same with yours, Mary. And hopefully we can attack the car parking problem. It always is.
Wow.
Every time we come through there, it is. It was ringing around the roads with a couple other people when I was in there with the front loader, with the mini front loader. So. Yep. Agreed. We got some people that fly through there too. We need to slow down.
I'm guilty of the parking thing right now. I have a boundary car. I haven't moved my truck yet, so I need to get that done. So don't look at me that way. Don't look at me that convoy parking. So I will take care of that part of it.
You're the problem.
I'm one of the problems. There's more than just me.
In the corner,
they do park. They do block the parking hydrant. I brought that up before, too. So, but I want to talk a little bit about last week's vote. You know, I went ahead with that vote. Extend that money for another year, knowing that it probably was never going to be used. But I didn't want the council to be the scapegoat for them not doing their project. So they've made their comments tonight, they're backing out, which I fully expected the Bountiful Trails Foundation to do. Since the time I've been on the council, they haven't completed any projects they've started. When I first started, they were going to make that trail to Beacon Rock. The city earmarked $50,000 for that, didn't finish the project. They ordered a new reader board for the trail, just sat here in the city hall for months and months and months, and our own public works department put that sign out for them. We gave her $5,000 to redo the sign at the beginning of the town. I don't know if they ever got that finished. They're still in there sitting back on their desk. So I really expected them to come back saying, we can't do this project. But I didn't want this council to be the fall guy for them not doing it. And that's the reason I went forward with earmarking that money for another year. Now that they've backed out, their money doesn't need to be earmarked anymore, and we can go forward, and the people who have ideas and projects are more than willing to do that. You know, we kind of got hung with this first grant, sports court, the things that went on with it. There wouldn't have been a second grant as far as I was concerned, because it would have had to pass council. I don't think council would pass another grant. If the city was going to take on those grants, he could have wrote the grant, so we could have done all the work ourselves. We wouldn't need the Charles Foundation to do that. So that was my thinking and going with that last week. And so now they've made it easy for us. They backed out like they figured they would. And so we can don't have to worry about keeping that $200,000 mark for the venture park. So.
On that note, do we have to? Yeah. I just kind of want a couple comments about it. You know, we've learned a lot of information about the initial RCO grant that we're going to talk about, all questions that we're going to need answers to. We're going to figure out the best way to do it here. Marie, I really appreciate your comments and your insight. On the sports court needs to be the rest of the community. So thank you for coming to talk about that. I was really, you know, we gave the Trails Foundation almost 3 hours last meeting. And that grant wasn't brought up until the 11th hour before we were going to take a vote. But that grant was so important. Why weren't we talking about it last meeting? I invited them here to give updates, to provide information so you could make an informed decision about the best path forward. We can't be, as a council, expected to vote on a, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of expenditure with less than 2 weeks' notice. We had no idea what that project was going to entail, how much it was going to cost. There was just a lot of things up in the air. We had a packed meeting tonight. We had a lot of things to discuss. I was really disappointed by the way that the Trails Foundation communicated with the administration. I felt their demeanor at the meeting the last council meeting was unprofessional. I felt like the way they conducted themselves with the administration was unprofessional. I wanted to see this thing happen. I wanted to see it happen the right way, which involves asking really hard questions, tough questions about things that, you know, planning for the unexpected. Because at the end of the day, the city's responsible for however it shakes out. And I'd rather make some people uncomfortable and ask some tough questions on the front end, so we're not stuck making uncomfortable financial decisions years and decades to come. I would encourage the Trails Foundation to rework their project, show the numbers, show the math, show the plan, and then come to us with a fully baked idea. That's what I'm in support of. That's what the administration, I feel, is in support of. But trying to throw stuff on our lap in the 11th hour is not professional, not appropriate, and it's not fair to the constituents that we're asked to take tough votes without actually being able to have all the facts.
and being pressed into a hasty decision. I'm glad the administration pumped the brakes and said, hey, give it some time. If it was so important, why weren't they here last year? There's a lot of time. It's not like this was coming out of nowhere. So I would encourage the Trials Foundation to come back to us when they have a fully actualized plan that we can scrutinize and examine. Disappointed that the Trials Foundation is conducting this. Mary, thank you for your comments as well. We'll come up with a working solution. So thanks for bringing that up.
Thanks for bringing that up.
My apologies.
In the report.
Can I ask something about the first grant, the Trails Foundation got, or the city got? Does it now go back?
We're going to talk about that. It's on
the agenda. That's coming up. On the agenda.
So, Maria, just also let you know that the city has purchased a new playground. It's probably sitting in some port somewhere when it gets here.
It's
up north. Okay, so it is up north. It is on its way.
We have to approve the question.
Can you? Yeah.
So, and it was mentioned in the previous meetings they were getting community feedback, and I think that's really crucial, and that's also kind of where some of my concerns also come from, is the plan, the layout, none of that was brought. There were several people attending the meeting they initially had. They promised they would have more meetings involving community feedback. That didn't happen, and is where it is now.
And that's why I'm glad the administration put the kibosh on coming forward to us. Like, to come here and ask us to earmark another $250,000 for a grant match without any public hearings, without any public planning. That to me, that's the definition of the administration protecting the public trust.
The fact that the money will come out of the 200 grand we already earmarked.
Yeah, that's not them not willing to work with the Trails Fund. And that was one of my big concerns as well. Where was the public input? It wasn't a whole lot. They were just trying to move forward with all of these ideas without doing the homework, without doing the hard work. And that's where the rubber meets the road. Sorry.
Mayor, comments? You have a comment? All right, Mayor's comments. First of all, I want to apologize on the record to everybody. The council, attorney, planner, me, and all the public. I was out of line last meeting. I was frustrated. There was a lot of frustration, but I acted unprofessional. And I want to apologize here, but I went on the record. So I put on the record, it's in the newspaper too, I told you the same thing too. I was out of line. I took it personal and I shouldn't have. So I want to apologize to the head of the record. Okay. Second thing I want to talk about is we lost the local mayor, Bobby Walker from Cascade Locks passed. So yeah, kind of a color apparent. So he passed recently. So just kind of let
him just take over that a year.
Yeah, 2020. So he passed away, unfortunately, at the age of 67. So I better watch my blood pressure. Anyway, so I wanted to pass it on. And I appreciate council's, I sincerely appreciate one of the final questions and the public. I appreciate everybody's input because at the end of this, we're all on the same page. We're here to do the best for our community. That's what we're here for. We want to protect it and do the best. So I appreciate everybody. I appreciate everybody's comments. And the report. I'll turn it over to Dee.
Hi. Our audit is done. So we're working on our response. And we'll get to go through the final report sometime at the end of this week or early next week. And it sounds like we did pretty well. We have one finding, which we do have a response to, and one management letter, which doesn't get put in the final report. So it's just suggestions. They notice our leaps and bounds of improvement in financials and utilities, receiving, delegation of duties, even though they always have more suggestions, which require a lot more people most of the time, which we won't be doing because we really, you know, with better software, we will do just fine with the two of us, which is brings me to my next point. We have, you know, in our last budget for this year, have approved money to change the software. And it was talked about that we would be waiting until the next budget season to start converting. I would say we spend more hours of time fixing things and on the phone of vision and fixing problems than we actually get to work. So we've started documenting all the time that's been spent on phone calls and tickets and all the things. So you guys can look at that. And I'm going to, as soon as this audit is finalized, I'm going to start putting together a presentation and comparison of the people that responded to the request for proposal and find out a lot more details so that everybody's comfortable with us transitioning mid-year, because it's honestly a waste of time and money to keep using this program. It's not accurate. It's causing lots of glitches, lots of problems. So we're fixing it and keeping up with it as much as we can, but it's definitely a daily frustration. And every report, everything we have to scrutinize it, even though it should be accurate, it hasn't been. So that's caused some issue. So we'll be looking at that very, very shortly and hopefully bringing it to vote in the next two meetings, I would hope. So I'll have more details for you. Let's see. Nobody asked to have this car towed. It's in City Hall parking lot. The gentleman had it there during the snow and had a medical situation, so we've allowed that car to sit there. Other than that, okay, yeah, going all right. End of report.
Yes.
Oh, the wise words.
City attorney.
Well, I'm going to start with an apology. I'm sorry I couldn't make meeting tonight and do the training. I had some health issue come up, and I have to deal with that first and foremost, but hopefully I'll be able to turn things around before long. Meanwhile, if any of you want to get your training done sooner, I think Dee sent some links to the state website, which is something you can do just in your own time. And it's just as valid as having me train you. So, I think that's about all I have to report. If you have any questions, fire away.
I wish you a speedy recovery, Ken.
Thanks, buddy. I will do my best.
I have not sent you the links. I made some phone calls earlier to see if anybody would be interested. We, no offense, Ken, but we could actually save some attorney costs if you guys just do it online.
I was going to say, Ken, saying we could save money.
Yeah.
No offense taken. I understand I'm not free. So I'm under, you guys, it's up to you. I'm happy to do it. But if you want to try to do it online, it's pretty easy. So anyway, end of report.
Thank you, Kat. And again, our thoughts and prayers with you to get through this okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Going down to unfinished business, and we're going to turn over to our COVID specialist, Counselor Acton.
All right, I think hopefully we're through the worst of this. Total cases have gone up just 2 weeks ago by 134 cases. Active cases have dropped by 92. We've only got 21 active cases in the county currently. Last time we had 113. So numbers are going the right direction. We did add one more death to the county, so we're up to 12 deaths. Mask mandate. Governor Inslee says he's going to lift the mask mandate on the 21st of March. I think we're one of four states that still has a mask mandate intact. So Illinois, Washington, Oregon, and the other Hawaii are the four that still have that mandates in force. So hopefully they'll go through with it and report
Thank you, sir. Move on to new business. First thing on our agenda will be ordinance 1145, granting relief from utility service charges to low-income senior citizens.
I make a motion to approve ordinance 1145, granting relief from utility service charges to low-income senior citizens.
I second.
So, a real quick thing, this isn't going to hurt us much. I gave you kind of a financial impact. It's going to hurt the city. There's an application form that they put together, and you'll have to apply for it every year. But it gets really hard for city administration to see elderly people come in here literally counting out change to try to pay the water bills. They live on a fixed income. So, I mean, we don't have a lot, but there's something. I thought, you know what, we need to, especially with the prices going up, they need to get some kind of relief. So that's where that came from. And I'm sure there's going to be a few people that are really going to be appreciated.
Well, I know it's not just our prices, you know, our prices everywhere. You know, not the people that are off fixed incomes, they don't get a cost of living increase. So, this ordinance is coming forward.
I don't see any figures in this so far as what the income.
Yeah. That's what they say here. It costs the city about $10,000, but the council was good enough to put a new pump, put another new pump, and you know that saved us $3,600 in overtime with that one new pump in there. That'll help offset some of this that we want to face. So it's really not going to cost the city a lot of money.
My question is answered. I don't qualify.
I know you don't qualify, Terry.
Yeah. Is there any other questions on this? For this?
No, yeah, thanks for putting this together, Brian. I think that was concern. The prices are going up in general. So.
And by law, we can do that. We follow the law under RCW that we can help. Thank you. Any other questions on it? Did you call it?
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Lee? Councillor Good?
Yes.
Councillor Acton?
Yes.
Throwing curveballs, are you?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for our senior citizens. Oh, thank you very much. Okay, moving forward, I just put my agenda away. It's not time to move today. So the next will be Resolution 557, declare special marketing edition for purchase of a 2015 Ford F-250.
I make a motion to approve Resolution 557, declaring special market conditions purchase of a 2015 Ford
F-250. Can we have the dollar amount of that purchase price in the motion?
It's $6,981.35. In the motion.
Not to exceed $6,981.35.
Is that including tax or plus tax?
We have another approval later regarding that.
But is that dollar figure including or plus tax?
It's not including.
Oh, okay.
Good. So you got it. I think it was already motion. Any questions on this? So here's the chart. 100,000. The only thing you needed, we put our name on a list for Department of Enterprise Services. It's a great outfit. I mean, $6,100 for a 2015 Ford F-250 Super Duty is a pretty good price. $21,000. And that's going to be the next thing to dig up because we have to license that. We'll talk about that. It's $21,000 book price. It maps out to $21,000. It's never been wrecked. It's a good question. It's on the record. The only issue is it's all been serviced. We have all the service records. It came out with the motor pool from the Fish and Wildlife Department. So without your motor pool is serviced. We have all the records. And it was serviced constantly. The only thing is, like I said, you don't need to put tires. So that's one expense we'll have to do right away. But other than that, everything else, the truck is nice.
We'll use this another truck to put a plow in the front of too.
Exactly. Now we're on the list also for a lawnmower and a little tractor. We can get it for pennies on the dollar, but they're worse. So, and at any point in time, they can call us and say, we got you. That's like this. We got your truck here. It's either yours or I got 10 people on the next line. So, Any questions? Other questions? D, call it.
Counselor Good.
Yes.
Counselor Acton.
Yes.
Counselor Lee. Counselor Randall.
Yes.
Counselor Morris.
Yes. Thank you for that, everybody. All right. Next one is expenditure approval of $1,741.95. It was a quotation for licensing and tile transfer of the 2015 Ford F-250.
I make a motion to approve the expenditure not to exceed $2,000. That's it in the quote for licensing and title transfer of the Ford of the 2015 Ford F-250.
Second.
Any questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you quoting your $21,000?
So that's a very good question. So what happens is what's sad?
They go up with Kelly.
Second. Okay.
So here's the problem. So we paid that money. We paid to the state. We have a thing, and the counties or the licensing tell us, no, that's not good enough unless you take it in and have it appraised by an appraiser, say it's worth less than it's worth. It won't appraise less because it's worth money. But if you can get an appraiser to appraise less, then if not, we have to charge you what the fair market value is. Now, the only problem I have with that is, are we supposed to pay taxes on what we spent? Why would we have to pay, this is a problem, why do we have to pay sales tax on more money than what we actually spend? But that's the rule.
I know,
I'm just telling you that's a problem that we can't solve here, but we need to start looking towards Olympia. That's really wrong. We're supposed to pay sales tax on what you pay. And if we pay $600, good faith from the state, that's what we should pay on.
Yeah.
I know it's another shop, just a line of thought on that, kind of irrelevant. But if y'all purchase the vehicles, if you purchase the vehicle in Clark County, they get all the tax revenue for it. Even though you live here and register the car here, the county won't see any of it. The city won't see any of it, so I was very upset when I
don't have any job.
Can you rescind that comment?
I redact that. We might get back. We might get maybe 10 cents back from this by taking filters down from this sale. And taxes, or maybe not even that, probably a penny. But nonetheless, I digress. I don't want to have to make another apology.
What if we just tax ourselves?
Okay, any other questions? You're not the call it.
All right, Councilor? Okay.
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Councilor Good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, everybody, for that. the next vote was not even a motion or made mine because it might call for a vote. So let me just say this: discussion of the RCL grant award and unanticipated additional costs to the city necessary to complete the project exceeding the original expenditure amount approved by council. And that might require that might have a vote. So I'm going to make a motion.
Let's discuss
and we
can
figure out what we're making. When this was originally brought to this on this council to approve the grant way back or awarded or anything, did the Trails Foundation indicate that they would be shouldering some of the costs associated with this project?
What it was they were going to go for as co-sponsors on the grant, and that way they could. By being co-sponsors on the grant, they, if it was awarded, they could be the ones that took charge of doing it. We wouldn't have to do it. There's an exception on the way we do it, on the way that the city has to do it as far as bidding and going out to bid. They would shoulder all that. They would do the whole project, and the city would pay. The city originally was going to pay the 25% match for $4,250.
Was the Trails Foundation going to pay something?
Yeah, when it was going through the grant process, we received from the Bonneville Trails Foundation, from Jake, Yann and I received an authorization for the grant, and it authorized Bonneville Trails to be on the grant with us. He had a sign off on it, and it also authorized percentage of who is gonna pay the grant, a part of the grant match. And our part of it, Jake had said, you pay 15%. It was $22,950.
And what were they
going to pay? They were going to pay the other 10%.
Okay.
That was my understanding.
So that's what the council initially approved. You could go ahead and move forward.
Right. Well, originally the grant was the full grant because the RCO has a rule that if you go and co-sponsor the main sponsor of the grant, has to cover if the other part of the co-sponsor in some way fails to face. So we had to approve it all.
Yeah.
But to be approved with a 22,950D, he had to certify we had these funds, which is 15%.
And did the Trails Foundation ever come to you or the administration and say, hey, we're going to drop all
here? Never.
Essentially, we're not going to. What we had initially told this body.
No, they never did. The initial application that they put in showed them as sponsor in the city of Scotia.
Yeah, the applications are
and I just want to make sure I'm understanding correctly. They were going to have some sort of financial contribution to this project by being a co-sponsor on it.
Yeah.
The labor,
yes.
Equipment, or yes. What? Some kind of value.
And when they first brought it to the council's attention, they had said that they didn't say they were going to be any part of it. They said the city would have that money. We didn't find that out until they filed the first application, and then we had to sign a resolution and a certification that we were only going to sponsor 15% of that money.
Yeah. They were going to sponsor that.
Yes, that was my understanding.
Okay. Or the archaeology survey, who paid for that?
We did, city.
So on top of the $22,000 that we were going to already pay, right? Or is that including that $20,950?
No, that was above and beyond.
Yeah, so there's another $7,500 of taxpayer money that went for something that doesn't know that they're backing out.
The biggest thing that was, and we didn't know that it was changed, but here's the way we're going forward with it was, They were going to design it. They were going to do it. They were going to, we were just going to pay. They were having completed. They were going to do all the work, get the contractor. As a matter of fact, had a contractor. And that's allowed by law. It's allowed because that's an exception because they were as with the city, but they were running the project. They're co-sponsored, but the city came back off from doing that. And it wasn't until they rewrote it. So they gave the original proposal and somewhere between it when they told us, me and I, they pulled off the grant and they changed it to be the city.
When did we find this out?
Not until after the grant was awarded and they had their contract.
Never came back to council and said we're bowing out of this.
No.
You guys are
No. We didn't find it until our city attorney put together a resolution for them to go forward because they already had a contract ready to break ground. He had to put a resolution basically saying that we were exempt from going on doing, you know, and then that's when they said, wait a minute, it's your grant.
Because the Trails Foundation backed on without informing this county or the administration.
That was until, when McKinnon finished that resolution.
That's
when they said no. And Kennedy even made a comment that, wait a minute, I see their name all over the grant. But that had changed.
How much is this going to cost? What's the actual final out-of-pocket cost for this?
$88,250. Original grant match, we're going to pay it all $34,250 and an additional $54,000. What was the name there?
This is going to cost us an extra $54,000.
Above and beyond the 34 total.
Does that even include the engineering that we did, or is that in excess of it?
That's with the engineering, because there was no engineering.
It does not include the bathroom.
It does not include the bathroom.
This does include the bathroom. It includes, and get the grant.
Shave the bathrooms off. What could that say?
Okay, so what it is the way the grant is written, they pay 75, we pay 25. So if you take off a part of the project, we still pay 70. And
that's more money than the fire department runs off of annually. $95,750, that's including the $7,500 just for freaking the archaeology
survey. Well, I added it in there, Travis.
Still,
like it was.
Oh, okay.
You know, and with Aramark, $34,250. That's what, that was our initial commitment. And the thing is, balloon to 88 grand.
Okay, so let me just make it. I don't think it was intentional. No, I don't know. But since. I understand. But let me just say this. I don't think it was intentional. Here's what was the problem. So we went forward with this. There was no engineering, which the city is required. I have to have engineering because I have to have specifications to make sure everybody's right. So they didn't have that. They had a guy that could do it. But the problem is, by the grant being turned back over to the city, it added all these extra costs that they didn't have to do. So that was where the frustration came in with me, is all of a sudden we got this grant. It's nice, but we're going to have to pay a lot more money to get it. I mean, a lot more than what we were told. And now the city's going to have to be in charge of finding contractors, putting an engineer involved.
So that's payroll out. So
yes. Yes.
That's high expense that you guys could be focused on.
Yeah. Right. And that wasn't, and again, how whatever happened for them to pull the name. The problem here is, had they told us, they've changed the grant. What's interesting about the notes is if you look at the notes, the gentleman that was reviewing it was even saying with an explanation point, you got to add engineering because they didn't have engineering costs because that was, so if the city would have known that they pulled off his sponsors and put just the city's name on and kept pursuing it, we could have put the brakes on and said, wait, we need a little extra money because we have to get engineering. We have to have this. We have to go out to bid. We have to put it out. You can't lose, labor like you volunteer labor.
Yeah,
54 grand. That's estimated.
That could be high.
The things are going up every day.
Yeah.
The other problem we have is this. Part of the restroom thing is supposed to be ADA. It's to bring the restrooms up to ADA standard. Unfortunately, going into the restrooms, and you cannot make those restrooms ADA compliant because there's not enough room. The plumbing wasn't set up. It has to have 5-foot door to get in. And the rest in the women's restroom, we would have to pull out. We couldn't do it. There's not enough room. So that we couldn't do what the grant says. It says to bring up to ADA. We couldn't do that.
That's not rebuilding the building. Yeah, recovery structuring the building.
There's more money because we have to tear up the floor and repipe under the concrete.
And I think this, right, this, and I know you kind of wound up earlier, like you tell us tension. And this, I think, spoke to a lot of the concerns I had with this project and the adventure park was, it's not a matter of if your heart's in the right place, matter of can you pull something like this off. It's a competence issue. Not to be mean, but it's, can you actually do what you say you're gonna do? This is a $54,000+ screw up. And it doesn't matter if your heart was in the right place or you had good intentions. This is something that we as council members are gonna have to take a vote on. Is do we want to move forward with this and sink more money into it? Yeah, you know, is one of the things that I want to do is actually invite the Trails Foundation to our next meeting to kind of ask some questions about the situation. Because as with the Trails Foundation, I don't know if they indicated that they would be willing to, they made an official financial, you know, value promise to the people. Is that something that they're willing to revisit and go like, hey, like, we didn't mean to, but we kind of messed this up. Can they help out? Like, would they be willing to help out financially?
Well, obviously, they don't want to go forward. And I don't want to, again, I just want to tell you what happened. So when this came to light, I'd always worked with them and I always worked well with them. And I tried to continue to work with them, but we had to change the way we did. I even offered for them to find engineering, because we had to put out the bid. I offered for them to help maybe do the restroom part of it, so they were still up in front of it. And it was constantly along the way, I was sabotaging things. So it just came to a head to the point where I couldn't deal with it. Now, let me just say this. Let me just say, well, as them, that you're just trying to do the right way, but it wasn't the way they wanted to go.
I just want to make sure it's clear on the record, you were not, sounds like you were saying that you were sabotaging.
I never once said, no, that's what they were saying to me. They're accusing me of sabotaging. And I had no, there was no reason for me to sabotage and have that whole thing thrown back in my lap. We don't have time right now to do all that. That was supposed to be them. I want to say one other thing, Maria, for you, so you do. That is the build. This figure is to build the court up above where the old, right on where the old one was. Because if we build it down below, it would cost about another $30,000, is what our engineer said. The original plans went down below. There was another issue that I started having is when they started, when I was trying to deal with them, they were wishy washy. They had told me in some of those meetings that they didn't know if they wanted to continue. That's one of the reasons why I said, I'm not going to put it down below if you're not going to continue, why waste that space? That didn't go well either, but nonetheless, so this price is for right where it's at the one end. That used to be an ice skating rink. That's what it was designed for. That's why it's got the
anyway. I think earlier this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that
the restrooms are not. This thing we passed here a couple months ago was for the sports court, and the rest grant was to get that done. Now you're saying the grant doesn't cover that now?
Because the grant does cover the rest, yes. It's just going to, for us to do is $54,000 more. Now, we have to go back to the RCO and tell them that we cannot do it. If we want to do it ADA, we have to pull one of the pictures of the ladies' restroom. Or we could do, have it, you know, have the, you anybody can use them. One being, have the women's done as a, you know, ADA and then men's, but have it unisex.
We can do one person, lockable door.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing is most everything else is in compliance. Like doorways opening is in compliance. The only thing we want to put out is time locks. So it locks at a certain time at night. It doesn't open up until the morning. That's important.
My question is, if we have unlocked that money, can we use it? Because this, doing the sports court and the bathroom, does bring it as tourism. So could we possibly use that $200,000 to put towards the?
No.
You can't even advertise for a bathroom over, what, 50 miles?
Well, no, I mean, the sports court would bring in extra people because I already, there's already, but you can't really use you can't use grant money, and it gets into a sticky wicket. But
can work, right?
Didn't we talk about
that's what we're paying the big
bucks for? We were going to approach RCO and see if they bring forward.
There's really no extra grant money. The question's in their court right now. But again, that was another issue. We have to go explain to them why this happened. And there really isn't. There's the response back is they really don't give any extra money. You can cut back what you're supposed to do. Like you cut back on the specification, the scope. But if you cut back, you only cut back on the restroom, and the restroom was in there 50,000, and the sports court's at 75. So I mean, you cut it back, it's not going to work. It's still going to be about the same dollars and cents. Now, if we cut out the restroom. We cut out the restroom. And we just go for the sports court. RCO will take that restroom out. We have relief funds that can be used to upgrade facilities.
But I guess if it's going to be, you know, an extra $54,000, regardless if we do the restroom or not, we could use some relief. We could use those relief funds somewhere else.
Exactly.
So if the price is going to be the price, let's get as much bang for our buck as possible.
We already budgeted to fix that bathroom.
Yes,
it's in the budget already.
But that was in your budget. That's the grant. Let me say this. So what happened is we have a lot of young people that are really excited about our work. We have a lot of people. Because what happened is after we were told that the foundation got the grant, they put flyers out all over saying, hey, we got your new court. So there's a lot of people counting on that, kids and young people. So, but there's a money issue.
I would like to invite Travis Foundation to the next meeting and see if we can have a productive dialogue about how we can come up with the shortfall.
Unfortunately, they resigned. So I don't know if you're going to come back.
I think it'd be the dead horse. They backed out, fine, let's leave it, let's unearmark the money, move forward from here.
So what's it going to take then?
Well, I mean, no. They
to upgrade the existing court. What would it take to upgrade the existing court, raise the rooms to 10 feet like they're supposed to be, and not do a whole huge renovation?
About $22,000. And put in new things and redo, resurface, or repaint it. About $22,000. That's all new.
We
do our court without having to build.
But then $20,000 to do the restroom. You do the restroom.
The restroom, I think from what the figures, I don't have all the figures in yet. I got to get somebody to work as a, out there do some consulting for us on it. And I was going to bring that up. But I think the restroom, we could bring the restroom in for right around 25 to 30,000 if the city was to buy the fixture, say those fixtures.
Yeah, I think we just need a lot more. Is there a time crunch on the decision here?
The only time crunch we have is we got to either tell our engineer to stop going forward if there's a chance. If he's going forward and he brought up the plans to do that sports court by the vote of the council, because you have to have that to put it out to bid.
Which we'll get built for whether we go forward with actually building it or not.
Yeah, but he's working on it, but we can stop. You know, and we can pause it, but he's coming into his business too. But it's all good. I mean, if that's what you want to do,
and if we're going to do the sports court, we need to get it done before the season. You know, when people want to use it, we don't want to be doing it midsummer.
Right.
Is the city in a financial position to spend another
54 plus. The only money you have is was the PDA sale.
And that was 100, we got about over 100,000.
We have more than that, and we still have right around, we're gonna talk about the.
Yeah.
So we have right, balance in there is about 145 after that expenditure. Because we had it cost us, what, 13,000 to have the
auditor bill.
Yeah, in the final 2 years, we had a piece of
audio. Can we hold off on it? Maybe we hold off on a vote meeting on this so we can kind of get everything situated, kind of turn over the rock that we can. But a 2 week delay, would that be?
I'm in agreement with that, but a pause on the engineering, and let's see what stones we can turn up to see if we can't find a way to do it cheaper.
Yeah, I don't want to kick this can down. You want to see what happens.
How does this affect us getting other RCO grants for the city plans for?
It doesn't affect us because it doesn't affect us. There's a good reason for us to hurt us. But you have to remember something that's really important, though, is RCO, going after grants for city is like going personal people going after loans. If you don't take them or if there's issues, it creates issues, you get known. So we got to be really cautious that we don't go after it and make sure that we do it right. And there's a good explanation for it. We didn't know. And quite frankly, I hold their CEO the responsible. We're trying to find that out. Is because they took a certified signed resolution from us that Bonneville Trails was in it, blah, 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 and we were going to pay this much. And they never asked us for a new one when they were pulled off. Yeah. So that's, you know, so that's
the part that right here.
Yeah, we were not contacted at all.
This is the form that you that we signed. This is the form that we signed that said he certified that we're going to pay you only 15%. And this is what the RCO, this was their resolution. And with all the names of who was going to do it, it was all Bonneville Trails.
And right here from the RCO, when they pulled their names off, we left ours.
Yeah, that was the original right one here, we knew right are, when they were the sponsor, we were the co-sponsor, and then this is the one later that didn't know when they pulled the names off, they became only, they made it the city.
And this is all from the RCO.
Yeah,
we can just pause.
Tell me what you need and I'll get it for you.
And the statement that the Trails Foundation read this evening said, that they are still willing to engage, and that they are, like, whenever we're ready. Well, I'm ready to engage the Trails Foundation on this matter, on this initial grant. If we can come to a successful understanding, that'll go a long way in building some trust that we've really been lost.
But they have grant, they just said March 1st is the deadline. Okay, which is like just a few days away, yeah. And they have backed away from this thing. So I think you're, as Travis would say, beating a dead horse there. I mean, it's, you could extend that out, that opportunity to come in.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'd like to find out, you know, I mean, I think they're out. I think they're out. You heard Craig say a couple times, but, you know.
He's not here. They also said that they're willing to engage the city. They also, so I'm willing to engage the bail. You know, if they're not, okay. But.
Okay, I'd like to see figures on cost of court.
Right there.
Yep.
Or here.
Cost of the restrooms.
Oh, right there. Sorry, here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw your sheet there.
Right.
So what about your resurfacing instead of
redoing? Yeah, I didn't get on the sheet.
Well, I'm sorry, but why not? Yeah. I didn't put it out, so I'm sorry. So what is this information you're looking for?
I have some playgrounds.
Yeah, here's the figures, Sherry. These are the figures. I'm sorry, but I sent it to you.
Why is my bad handwriting?
So what do you want me to do? Figures on resurfacing the old one, refurbishing it?
Give us an option.
Yeah.
All right. And will that RCO grant cover that? And that way we can make the
only cover rebuilding that one.
Because that's the scope of the grant.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see numbers on just resurfacing and refurbishing it and see what.
Relining it, new basketball, 10-foot, nice.
Yeah. With pickleball lines. And
oh, Terry.
That's going in your metaphor.
So would we be able to move the hoops back, set back a little more with that resurfacing? How would that happen?
You have that one that come like this that better have a longer.
Wouldn't that shorten it for?
No, because you just push the baskets back and the baskets are.
Yeah, but if we don't redo it, we just refurbish it way another. We can still do that.
Yeah, because the court, you can push the. Push the arm back that holds it up, you know, bring it to the right thing.
Okay.
We can even maybe push it back. You want a curve. Push it back a little bit to make a regulation. You know, what we can do, I'll get your regulation. If it needs to be, part of it needs to be pushed back on this regulation, resurfacing, repainting, noobs, 10 foot.
Let's see what that costs without having to just
tear
it
up. Bring it out for your
dealing with disposal. Maybe the disposal is one of the biggest deals. And it, I mean, granted, it's asphalt, but maybe you can reach out to Dennis Schneider and see if he'll take it for free. He recrushes the asphalt and resells it. And he'd come and get it. I mean, I don't know what he'd charge you. It might be a lot less. You don't know, it's not just going into some landfill.
Well,
when is your 3-on-3 tournament scheduled for, do you know?
I don't know the exact date. It was July, I believe, last year.
We got a few months to work with. So, once we figure this out, it goes quicker.
Would be helpful.
I'll do that.
This is the hardest part.
That's for some odd reason. I was very gracious, but for some odd reason, I don't understand.
I want to just say they were not denied access to us. When I was running, my phone number was in the voters' pamphlet. My personal email was in the voters' pamphlet. My city email is on the website. They couldn't email any one of us. They were not denied access. They were not denied the ability to make a comment tonight.
Okay,
but yeah, so you can give us some options, and then I would like to make a motion to
wait. So this we're talking about, this discussion is about not using this RCO grant.
Possibly. No, the discussion was, do you want to use it? You want to use it. If you do, it's going to cost us that much. You got to ask the wrong amount, $64,000.
That's not your wallet, Terry.
If you don't want to use it, maybe what they're asking for is maybe we refurbish the court we have. We already have the money in the budget to do the restrooms, so that we can take care of. And do that. But do we refurbish the court we have and fix it all up? Or do we put a new one in? And that's what he's asking to bring the figures in the next week. And I'll do that.
Okay.
So I would like to make a motion to terminate any understanding that we have with the Bonneville Trails Foundation regarding the adventure park and un-earmark any funds previously earmarked for the project.
Second. Any questions? I don't think it was even voted on, right? It's just census or they voted on. All right. Any comments? Yeah, call it.
Sounds like it.
Yes.
Councillor Lee.
Yes.
Councillor Norris.
Yes.
Councillor Ring.
Yes.
Councillor Acton.
Yes. Okay, thank you for that. So you want to, you want to table this until the next meeting?
Yeah.
And which is the thing that I would bring in estimates for us to do the court to refurbish
it. One way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is already budgeted for it. So
yes.
Now to give you a heads up, Public Works has already taken out all the pictures, ripped it out, all the busted up pictures, it's all cleared out. So it's ready to start some kind of a deal. So I mean that part of it's done.
That's already approved. Money's already there. Right?
Money's already there.
Because it had been damaged, vandalized.
But the money was put in there because we were matching the grant. So I put it under rescue. I figured that's what we were going to do. So the money's there. The money. Okay, so I'll bring that. We'll table it till next thing, and I'll bring you some more information. Okay? Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for that conversation. Well, next one is a fun one. Approval of Play World quote, and it's coming out of the PVA sale expenditure where the council approved of $19,737.11 expenditure.
I make a motion to approval of Play World quote and PVA sale expenditure $19,737.11.
Second it?
I second. Trying to find that paper.
Did you get a picture of that thing?
Look at it.
This is the one that we already, this is a play structure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The one you already submitted.
It was approved for $25,000 voted on that we could go ahead. It's just been a matter of finding one. I was having trouble with some quotations and we were hoping to get swings that also, but the area over there probably won't work to some of the, unless we got like a super toddler TV non-commercial structure because there's just not enough room. They require buffers and everything.
What we're planning on is, but you know, approved 25,000. We're gonna put a brand new replacement. It takes over 32 kids can play on at the time. We go neutral colors. It's gonna go in our playground where the old time strip was. We still have a little money left, and we want to redo the swings on the swing set. The remaining money, so we'll bring that to you because it was 25,000. But right now, it's the climbing structure to get it in and get the kids, our little kids, out there and be able to have fun.
Well, and this is really cool that PDA was a source of consternation for such a long time. This is really cool that this is actually bringing something into the city. So thanks to Mary and Steve, yep. And Adam and Jermaine and Paul, who, you know, they spent a lot of time getting things in order.
Oh.
So thank you to the board of the PDA for seeing it through, for everyone who helped and donated time and resources to get it sorted. Just thank you for what all of you guys did.
Thank you.
That's a chilling whole picture, but Council of it. And we'll be ordering in neutral colors. So it's not going to be that crazy.
Right.
It's just so cool that they're actually going to be doing it.
They can send a consultant if we need to, or they would do it, but it costs more money.
$6,000
to $7,000. And they'll be able to do it. Yeah. Brian, we've already been in contact. Brian's looked at it. He feels like they can do it.
That was part of the delay, too, with questions on freight, questions on installation. So this had free freight because it was a sale item, which saved us probably a grand. and then $6,000 to $7,000 for install. But they said it absolutely comes with instructions. They can call customer service. They should be able to install themselves. Yeah. Right.
Okay, any other questions on this? All right, I'm going to call it D.
Councilor Whitney.
Yes.
Councilor Randall.
Yes.
Councilor Good.
Yes.
Councilor Acton.
Yes.
Councilor Norris.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Mary Steve, thank you. You're a big part of the reason that we can get this. By all your hard work to get rid of that PDA, this is thank you.
And Adam.
Yep, and Adam too. Please let him know. Okay, moving on. Closing public comment. Any closing public comment?
I see none online.
Very good. Okay, we'll move forward. How about closing council comments?
I'd like to thank everybody for coming and sitting through this wonderful meeting we had tonight, a lot quicker than the last meeting. And hopefully the community, the people in North Bonneville trust that this council does have their money, the people's money, and their best interests and the interests of the city in mind when it comes to things that we talk about, the things that we vote on. Unfortunately, I do feel a little duped on some things that happened recently. Just, things came up at last minute, changes we weren't aware of, or the city's contribution. Maria said that it was thrown out there, it's free money. No, it's not free money because you have to contribute. If it's free money, then okay, great, it's free money. But the fact that we have to match and we're talking, the Trails Foundation was talking about a $500,000, $600,000 grant, $750,000. I mean, that's our match. The public's match would have been more than what the public works and the North Bonneville Fire Department run on. You know, I mean, the North Bonneville Fire Department runs on almost $72,000 a year. Sometimes I think it was 78 this year. 71. You know, and we try, we try to do anything and everything in-house. And so does the public works. You know, they try to troubleshoot things and obstacles with ingenuity and out-of-the-box thinking just to save the city some money. They're not the city, but the people's money. Last thing I want to do is increase taxes or have to put in some sort of damn levy, which is something I would never vote for. To have something like that come up to fund something like this where we already earmarked money, but we can't use that money to match the grants because it's not a completed project. So therefore, I kind of feel that was not fair to the people, not fair to the council, not knowing that money that we earmarked couldn't be used for the grant match, and the fact that that grant match is getting put on the people's back. And a report.
There are sometimes I can come across it a little harsh or a little emotional. It's not to be mean, and it's not to say that we as a community can't accomplish great things and good things for our community. But if you've got to come in here and ask for seen amounts of money like that, you've got to do your homework. You can't just phone it in. You got to have the answers to the concrete, minute questions. A lot of the challenges that governments end up creating for themselves is not looking at the little details. The devil's in the details. You got to make sure we do our homework. I'm not saying Venture Park is not a viable project, but the way it has been presented and the way it's been handled so far, I really have my doubts. My door is always open to the Trails Foundation. I want to see them be successful. I want to see the city be successful. Sometimes that asking tough questions, being a little pushy, but like, you know, it's the people's money. You know, that someone, when it comes at us personally, asks us $250,000 or $200,000, we're going to have some questions about how we can see the return. Are we gonna, is it going to play out? So these are the questions that the people elect us to pay attention to. It's not to be obstructionist. It's not to sabotage. It is to make sure that we are, as a community and as a people, the most successful we can be. And right now,
diligent.
Yeah.
We got to do our due diligence.
It's on certain times. You know, it's just, we got to do right by the people. Sometimes that means being pushed.
Well, tough questions require tough answers, and some people don't like the tough question because they don't have an answer. And the council gets asked tough questions because we answer to you, we answer to the people. And if we screw up, you gotta own it. Unfortunately, when something like this happens and they screw up, it kind of just gets swept under the rug.
I want to make a notation because I've been around a long time.
A lot longer than you.
So, the Trails Foundation did fabulous things for the city. They did absolutely great things. I was their biggest fan, and all through this process, I've always supported 100%. They did great things. They had great ideas of connecting trails. They did great things. They did great things in trails. This project was a little bit beyond their pay grade, I think, and it has consumed them, and it's unfortunate because I hate to see them go. I wish they would reconsider and get back to what they did best, and that was our trails. Do what they were doing before, because the city really, really, look around. I mean, we really benefited from what they did, but this project kind of overtook them, and it was a little bit more than what. But I just want to encourage them to continue on. Because they did different things. I hate to see them give up or quit over this thing. It doesn't make any sense. So that's all I got to say. I just want to say they did good things. I've been here a long time and they've done great things. And stay with the trails. Stay with trails.
Just one more thing. A tough question is not a no. A tough question is we don't want to work with you. A tough question is we want to figure this out together. We want to get an answer so we can move forward to the next stage of the project. There's always going to be obstacles and things that come in our way, and we need to figure out how to move around them, how to plan. That's what a tough question. Not asking tough questions is setting folks up for failure.
Can I say something? I agree, Ryan, as far as your effort, generally, a long time ago before I remember this down, but I also agree that the Adventure Park, well, I never have liked it, but I also agree that they didn't handle it well. But I also think that it would be very integral in attempts to do other things, trail oriented, like the bike trail to Stevenson and like the hiking trail to Beacon Rock. If they could just redirect their energy and use the context they have, it would be good for the whole city. It would bring potentially, you know, more economy, more business into the area and use their skills.
I hear you. I just hope they reconsider and just focus on those Pokemon Trail. Okay, folks. Any other?
Any other?
From Ryan? That's from
all
up. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Bye, everybody. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for saving us money.
Hi, Joy.
Oh, yeah. I always try to.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Again.